Previously on Thomas and the Bible. I don't know when Harley's going to be able to do these previously zons agains. But yeah, I don't know. So let's see, we had some psalms. I think they were really long ones, so it was a short episode. It's only a couple chapters or whatever. It's only three psalms. And let's see, what else happened? Oh, I came out of the closet as a gay man. Thank you, Harley, for that intro. All right. Today we're on Psalms 122 through 132. What to say? Be sure to keep checking out, as you hopefully are. My other show, Atheistically Speaking, and as far as this show goes, please keep up your donations. If you can find any more to give, I'd really appreciate that. It is very much needed. Okay, well, I guess let's just get going. So, Psalm 122, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of tribes go up, tribes go down. Tribes tide comes in, times go. Under the testimony of Israel to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgments, the thrones of the house of David. There we go. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now pray, peace be with thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy God. All right, well, that was a nice, easy 122. Easy peasy. 123 is even shorter. So we're probably going to have some long ones at some point, I'm sure. Unto thee I lift up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until he that have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud. All right, 124. Ooh, another short one. You know, they always get us, though. They will always get us with one or two of them will be super long. Because we got like eight more to go. So if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. I don't understand this. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who hath made heaven and earth. Right, 125, baby, let's go. Let's keep this up. Keep up this pace. Come on, guys, I know it's tough, but keep up. Ooh, 125 is short, too. So we're going to 132, so there's going to be one that's, like, really long. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. 126, another short one. come on. It's like a 10-minute episode. I'm just so sick of Psalms, you guys. I know I say it every time, but I just want the opportunity to do more, you know, do more interesting analysis. I think Jesus should give us that opportunity, if anyone does. Excuse me. Let's see. I'll take a second to talk about our pace here. So it's the 5th. So this one's a day late, but I did. But since I have no time during the week, I think I'm doing a pretty good job of whipping out a bunch. And then, you know, I have to get through the week. And then this one's a day late. No big deal. And then, let's see, I got ones for the 7th and for the 10th. So those I'll probably have to do this weekend, I guess. So I have to do a lot in a row and then, you know, that kind of thing. So, okay, so I'm staying on pace, guys. I'm right there. And we are on pace to be finished in a little over a year. That's crazy. All right, anyway, back to Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again, the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Him that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. 127 is another short one. They're really stretching it out. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for he so giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. 128, another short one. Gosh, it really is going to be like 132 and 131. Our last two psalms will be super long, I bet you anything. I mean, they have to be because I went based on page length. So somewhere it will catch up. Blessed is every one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways, for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about at thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children and peace upon Israel. 129, still short. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth. May Israel now say, many a time have they afflicted. This is just some repetitive garbage. I think these ones are all connected. They should just be one long psalm. I don't know why they are a bunch of little ones. I don't know. I'm sure I could research that if I cared, if I even cared a little bit about psalms. Oh man. The plowers plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous. He hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turn back that hate Zion. Let them be as grass upon the housetops, which wherewith afore it groweth up. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the same name as the Lord. 130. Yeah, it's going to be the last two. Or even one. It could be literally 132 will be like the longest thing. Drink water. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait. In his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Was that a foghorn leghorn psalm? I say more than they. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Holy crap, 131 is three lines. Okay, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself, as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as weaned as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever. All right, here it is, our last psalm. Last psalm. Here it is. Bam. Oh, what? That's not even long. All right, that's it. I got to check these page numbers. I must have messed something up. Actually, you know, the last episode had a ton of text. So maybe it just somehow, that's why. I don't know. Let's see. We are supposed to go. I'm opening my Bible. Those you five good donors who I sent Bibles to, you could probably look at the same page numbers. We're supposed to go. Not that you would. I'm just saying. All right. Yes, it looks like I clearly messed something up. We're supposed to go. Man, I try to do these ahead of time, and I totally just mess them up. Yeah, 310. Oh, crap. All right. We're supposed to be on 310.262. So that means we finish page 310 and then go on to page 311. 260. So that should be about, so we should go through Psalm 138. I knew it. There's always something wrong. So I got to change my 138. Let me check the next one too. This is fun. Okay. 312 through, maybe this changes my estimates. I thought we'd be done with Psalms at a certain time. 312. Ooh, man. No, that's right. Okay, so it was just this episode. Maybe I made a typo or something. It's possible. 2 verses 8. No, not likely. All right. Well, that was entertaining, wasn't it, guys? So we're going to 138. So that makes more sense. All right. Let's continue. Lord, remember David in all his afflictions, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes, nor slumber to mine eyelids, until I find a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephratah. We found it in the fields of wood. We will go into his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool. What's so great about his footstool? I worship this footstool. It is the best footstool I've ever seen. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou in the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away from the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. Here I will make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. So that would have been the one we were done with, except that I messed up. So we're on 133, and we're going through 138. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down under the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that is descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. 134 is another really short one. Jeez. Behold, bless ye the Lord, and all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Or maybe it's by night stand in the... Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. Okay, 135's got a little meat to it. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar, you know, the word peculiar, if you think about it too much, it's kind of hard to say. If you just say peculiar, like peculiar, that's fine. But if you try to pronounce every syllable, like peculiar, Because I want to say peculiar. Like I want to add another L, you know? Peculiar. Peculiar. Anyway. For I know that the Lord is great and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased that he did in heaven and in earth and in seas and all deep places, he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasuries. Who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast? Who sent tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants? Who smote great nations and slew mighty kings? Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land for an heritage, and heritage unto Israel his people. Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will repent himself concerning his servants. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any that breathe in their mouths. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. That sounded like no one was giving them mouth to mouth. You know, neither is there any that breathe in their mouths. They that make them are like unto them. So is every one that trusteth in them. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi, ye that fear the Lord. Bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. All right, 136. Yeah, it's a little long one, too. Okay. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. I've got to adjust the mic real quick. For his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods. More adjusting. For his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. What? Is this just like, okay. I've talked about how this is just an attempt to get your prayer just right so that, you know, God will give you what you want. Is this like some guy systematically trying, like, okay, I'm going to try every name for the Lord that I can think of systematically. One of these has got to take. One of these is going to stick. I know it, guys. I know it. I mean, we'll see. I'm going to try them all. And then whichever one sticks, like that's the name we'll have to use. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. Are any of you guys programmers? Because I'm not, but kind of. I do VBA programming. So I'm not, you know, I don't know too much about programming. But I start, when I'm trying to do it, I start to think, like, I start to see everything kind of in programming language. And with some shit like this, I just want to, like, do a loop. I just want to simplify it, you know, like, so it's a statement, and then after it, it has to say, for his mercy endureth forever. So I wish we could just express this psalm and, like, you know, in some sort of loop or, you know, something like that, or some simpler language so that I don't have to see this for his mercy endureth forever every time and read it every time. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moons and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt for the firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out of Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the red... Does this guy just have Tourette's, but instead of saying, you know, bad words, he says, for his mercy endureth forever? Because I don't... Why do you have to say that after every line? Do you... To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their lands for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. And who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven for such a favor. Okay, cool. That's, oh, now 137 is a shorter one. By the rivers of Babylon. Oh, yeah, here we go. This is one I recognize. It's in a Sublime song. Let's see. I might just sing this one. I know you all want that. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, and we wept when we remembered Zion. I think that's it. Give away captivity, give us a song. Oh, no, I don't remember. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. But then there's, for they that carried us away captive required of us a song. They that wasted required us a song. Yeah, I think it's rearranged. But yeah, there's a Sublime song. It's just called By the Rivers of Babylon, I think. I think that's what it's called. But anyway, it's weird. I recognize this. I guess for some reason it's made from this psalm. Actually, more likely, it's probably some other song, like some folk or, you know, some old song based on this psalm that Sublime did for some reason. It's kind of weird. Then again, Sublime did, you know, Gershwin did, you know, Summertime and the Living's Easy. I mean, just that one line. Anyway, I like Sublime. They're a good band. And then there also was a, there's one part in a Sublime album. I can't remember when, but there's a, I think it's like a trumpet. Or it might be a saxophone. I can't remember. It's been a long time. Some sort of instrument like a trumpet or saxophone. Probably a saxophone would make more sense. That references Rhapsody in Blue. So I don't know if they just were big like Gershwin fans or what. It's always been weird to me. It like just plays this little solo in the background. It goes like, and like that's it. That's, it's just during some other song. I can't remember what it is, but. All right, well, that's enough of things that aren't the Bible. I'll get back to the Bible. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundations thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones. Interesting. All right, 138, last one. It's pretty short, so we're almost done. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredest me and strengthenedest me with the strength of my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of God. I just made that up. It's great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Yeah, that's a good line. All right, well, that's the end of our reading for today. It was boring, as is the norm. And not sure what else to say. I have cognitive dissonance on this week's episodes of Atheistically Speaking. Be sure to check that out. Last week, No Illusions was great. So that's two fantastic guests. That really made the show good, and I'm hoping to keep that up. And my next plan is I have a very interesting person. I'm not going to give it away because I haven't recorded it yet, and I don't want to, in case something goes wrong. But it's a girl who's been trying to organize some atheism stuff, and she has a very interesting story, so I'm excited for that too. So atheistically speaking is the place to be. But of course, if you just like this show, whatever, you just like this show, that's fine. Check both shows out, the Facebooks, facebook.com/TandTheB or facebook.com/atheisticallyspeaking. And please review both or either of the shows on iTunes. Thanks to you who already have, so many of you already have for this show, and I really appreciate that. Not very many have for my new show, and that would help me out. Helps get more listeners, that sort of thing. So please support the show, and of course, hit that donate button on the Facebook. And okay, thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys soon.